Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a sunny day across much of Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a warm afternoon. In Haifa, occasional breezes offer some relief from the heat. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Walla reports that Division 36 thwarted a Radwan force attack plan in southern Lebanon with Iranian advisors' help. Also, Ynet shares that Amer Hujairat's son recounts the harrowing moments of a deadly Hezbollah drone attack. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew details the tragic story of Amer Hujairat, killed by a drone strike yesterday on the northern border. Separately, I-24 News reports that a Ministry of Defense contractor was killed during Israeli operations in South Lebanon. And finally, Forward highlights NBA coach Steve Kerr's criticism of Israel, accusing the country of seeking revenge for events on October 7. Reaction has been swift on social media. An open-source intelligence analyst, OSINT613, shared just minutes ago that Israel has started using new tactics against Hezbollah drones. Meanwhile, Middle East_24 posted earlier today that the Israeli Foreign Ministry accuses Hezbollah of running a turban cartel funded by drug trade. Streetwise noted earlier that Prime Minister Netanyahu is in a consultation in Tel Aviv about an international flotilla headed to Gaza. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Walla's report, Division 36 successfully disrupted a new attack plan by the Radwan force in southern Lebanon. The thwarted plan aimed to establish control along the second village's line. This development highlights ongoing tensions and the critical role of Israeli intelligence in maintaining regional security. Turning to Ynet's coverage of the Hezbollah drone attack, Amer Hujairat's son described how his father fled but was killed before his eyes. He criticized the response time and noted that the tank meant to protect them had moved away. This personal account underscores the human cost of ongoing hostilities. Meanwhile, as Israel Hayom Hebrew reports, Amer Hujairat, a Ministry of Defense employee, was part of a Bedouin clan serving the country. His death adds to the growing number of civilians affected by drone strikes, emphasizing the need for heightened security measures on the northern border. In related developments, I-24 News confirms the death of a Ministry of Defense contractor during operations in South Lebanon. This incident follows a series of targeted attacks, raising concerns about the safety of personnel in conflict zones. Finally, Forward reports NBA coach Steve Kerr's remarks on the conflict. He accused Israel of missing a chance for peace, stating that the focus has shifted to revenge. His comments add to the growing international criticism and reflect the broader debate over Israel's military actions. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that despite the ceasefire, fuel prices will rise tonight, with gasoline increasing to 8.07 shekels per liter. Separately, CTEC discusses the importance of voting in maintaining Israel's innovative strength, urging citizens to engage in the democratic process. And finally, Israel Hayom Business warns of severe harm to the economy as the business sector criticizes the Treasury's compensation plan. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.